This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Here we go. It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. It is time for TD Tuesday, an audio celebration of the football weekend that was. And here are your TD hosts, Woolchuck and Schiafalo.
Oh, reunited, and it feels so good. Brian did a good job sliding in when you were out, Eric, and then, of course, when I was out last week. And he did. I mean, he carried on the TD Tuesday torch very nicely. And he's not in the room now, or else I would have given him an opportunity to continue that. So he's missed it. He squandered that opportunity. But let's do it. It's another edition of TD Tuesday.
Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. TD Tuesday shakalak.
And we start week 18 in the National Football League just 48 hours before John Harbaugh gets canned in Baltimore. There's Lamar Jackson finding his zay-zay. Give him his flowers.
Lamar to throw, and he's going to step out of a sack. Extends to the left, throwing deep, looking for a man inside the five. He's got him! Zay Flowers! Touchdown, Ravens! And the Ravens regain the lead with 8:42 left to play.
Man, what a crazy fourth quarter that was.
Yeah.
I decided I'm going to go to bed. Wake up. Whoa, what the hell happened here?
You know, I do a Steelers podcast with my buddy up there in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And I was trying to talk him into all weekend long, bro, let's go live in the second half and we'll do like a live reaction show.
Oh, bro.
And he wouldn't go for it. You know, he had stuff coming up. I'm like, you never know what could happen, right? This could be an exciting moment where people could not have access to the television broadcast. They're looking for a new podcast. Mm-hmm. Let's jump in here. So now we got to wait till next year.
Man.
Would have been a hell of a moment, dude. Walk-off style with the way that game ended.
Yeah.
What did you do for the playoff
game? Crazy back and
forth.
What did you do for
the playoff game?
You know what? We should.
Because you're the only game in town.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
You should absolutely do that. That would have been a great idea. I mean, you could have capitalized. Yeah. That fourth quarter was unreal.
I've been trying to talk him into it for a couple of months. I think he's afraid to go live.
Oh, is that what it is? You know what? You do it your damn self.
Sometimes you just got to say, bleep it, we'll do it live.
That's what I say. Yeah.
Was that called IRL? In real life?
Yeah, in real life, yeah.
Have you met IRL?
I think being live is so much better than recorded.
Yes, absolutely. That's why we do our show live every day and we don't record it, right?
Raw emotion.
We should do that, though, maybe one day. Let's go to Cincinnati, where Joey Burrow was finding his fellow Tiger. Go Tigers. Jamar Chase.
Joe Burrow in the shotgun back at the 9. Chase Brown lines up to his right. Burrow catches the shotgun snap. Looking, floating it into the end zone.
Yeah.
Jamar Chase has it in the back left corner of the end zone. Touchdown!
Beauty.
Bengals!
Does anyone have more TD excitement than that guy?
No.
What's his name again?
Dave Lapham.
Dave Lapham. We interviewed him. Remember that one time?
Oh, dude.
We played Cincinnati?
Old D-Lap.
We interviewed him.
But you remember?
Yeah, of course I do. Did he handwrite us a note to thank us?
No, that was Chicago.
And Chicago made it in the playoffs.
That's true.
Imagine that. A little act of kindness gets you in the playoffs.
You know, playoff bag of spaghetti will get it done.
If you hadn't interviewed them, I don't think Chicago makes the playoffs.
You keep bringing up that bag of spaghetti. It had nothing to do with that.
It had everything to do with it.
Oh, my God.
Letter,
you are freaking embarrassing.
Letter of kindness. You need to get some in your life.
How about Zach Taylor, though, man? Zach Taylor's still manning the control as the head coach of the Bungholes.
It's unreal.
Harbaugh's gone. Zach Taylor lives to fight another day.
He'll be like Marvin Lewis.
What a guy.
They won't get rid of any of those guys.
Are you sure this next TD, is going to fire you up?
Ooh.
This is going to perk you up, Broadus. No, this is Cleveland
ball
Browns.
Ball caught,
we do got to have some bucks on here we wave goodbye to Dekaroff. But first, we got to park it in Cleveland.
Fire the cannon
where
at me.
Your favorite Bush of all time, Broadus, Devin Bush, 97 yards, pick six.
Yeah. Burrow has the ball. Back to throw. Here comes Miles. He gets it away. Ball knocked up in the air. It's picked off. Devin Bush is at the 20. He's at the 25. Devin Bush to midfield. Miles Garrett's his blocker. Bush cuts back to the left. Devin Bush is gone. Touchdown. Pick six. 97 yards.
Andrew Siciliano with the call. He hasn't been that excited all year. My gosh, 97 yards. The Bush finds the end zone. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
I do think Siciliano in his ears met the moment with the Myles Garrett sack.
Yeah.
You think he heard you?
It's a good call. Oh, he heard us.
He's hearing us right now. He can hear me with my mic off.
I did check in at a game one time behind him.
Couldn't see.
They're for real.
Oh, they're for real, dude.
They are for real.
I went right up to the Super Bowl.
I was
and gave him a little, hey,
you tugged on his ear.
Just gave a little tug.
I was amazed how real they were.
Yeah.
He's short, too. He's like a Ferengi from Star Trek. You remember that, old Chuck?
I turned around to Rob Phillips. I go, did you see his ears?
It's jarring.
It's kind of been like the brow, though, for Anthony Davis.
Yeah,
like it's a calling card.
But he is like Sandler. He needs a box probably to do the broadcast, and he stands on
those. Nice man.
Very sweet guy, and he's a great broadcaster. Let's go to the Lions radio booth. One of our favorites. They get excited. They're ready to go. Jared Goff finding the Gibbs.
Second and 10. Goff back. Goff stepping left. Got a complete. Gibbs, 5. Gibbs, 2. Gibbs, 1. To the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions.
Nasty.
Oh, baby. Jared Goff is red hot today. Delivering for 15 to his back.
Man.
He is delivered.
I love a nasty TD.
Lions radio with the call.
But I keep it classy.
Okay, this is a tough one. College TD?
Nope.
This is an NFL
TD. This is rock and roll, Houston Texans.
With the fumble return.
5 seconds to go. First down, Colts at their 25. Leonard over the middle. He goes to Josh Downs. Takes it across the 30. Laterals back to Pittman. Pittman throws it back to Leonard. And Leonard is going to be sacked. He gets rid of the ball. Togiai picks it up. Togiai across the 5. Togiai into the end zone. Touchdown, Tommy Togiai to end the game. And the Texans win their 12th. What a way to finish the season.
Togiai.
Truffle shuffling in the end zone.
Woo!
That was special.
I love a thick six.
Me too.
There you go, Togiai. All right, let's go to Indiana where the roses, the petals were falling as Fernando Mendoza was finding his man, Charlie Becker.
Kalon Black is back in the lineup. Here's the snap back to Fernando. Has time rolling over the middle. He's got back.
Who's radio with the call? Any similarity with the Husker guy that we just had for G-Bag of the Day?
Similar getting voices. Some vibes?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're noticing that a lot with the play-by-play guys where they want to nail the moment and they're changing the octave and the growling and the... Yeah. A little too much if you ask me, but hey, do what you got to do.
Do it.
won't be the last time we hear from IU Radio. That's for sure.
Maybe we could get Dawson to do some play-by-play of the Pittsburgh playoff game. That'd be cool. Sick. Like live.
That would be fun.
Be rolling on that, Dawson.
Yeah, see, that's what I think we could do on YouTube. Like, you're watching the game. You're doing play-by-play with a buddy. You know, just pretending like you're the play-by-play outfit.
Yeah.
You know, and people can tune in. You can't play the game for them, otherwise you'd get your channel deleted. But I think that's got to be interesting.
Yeah, and you'll probably be you'll be cussing up a storm when
you can.
Things
you
happen.
Can cuss, you can celebrate. You know, you can do whatever you want. I'm definitely doing it next year for the Cowboys. I would do that one solo. I don't know nearly enough about the Steelers to be comfortable calling a live Fair game enough, by yeah. myself on that. But.
Who's this guy?
Who's this guy?
All right, let's get you to
Los
Angeles.
I accidentally wore a Cowboys hoodie on that podcast once.
No.
I think it cost us half the audience.
Oh.
And we could not afford to lose half the audience.
Oh, dang it.
That's a problem. All right, let's get you to Los Angeles. Matt Money Smith dials it up. Matthew Stafford, is he the MVP? He's shaking it to Colby P.
Matthew Stafford under center. Blake Corum the single back. Play fake. Stand up to throw. Shoot it right side. Touchdown, L.A. Colby Parkinson calls game. Give Matthew his MVP. A four-touchdown closing statement for the 37-year-old in his 17th season. The Rams are in the clear. They'll be the 5 seed going to Carolina next week.
It's J.B. Long, right?
Yep. Can't wait for that rematch, man.
That's I always want to say Matt Money Smith, but he's the Chargers. He's not the Rams.
L.A.
Sorry, Matt Money.
Matt's good,
sorry, J.B. Long.
J.B. Long's good, too.
All right, let's go to AT&T Stadium where Eric Chiafalo is ripping his pants off and doing the truffle shuffle and the worm at the same damn time because the Canes are back, baby. The U, Keontae Scott with the pick six.
Ohio State with the ball at the Miami 22. Low snap, same throws. Let's intercept it. Jacoby Thomas, it might go all the way. It's a drag race to the end zone. He's at the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown! I'm making Keontae Scott. It's Keontae Scott. He jumped the route. 78 yards for a Miami touchdown.
Man, that hard play was like, oh, my God.
Zagacki.
Hard to see out of that radio box.
Yeah, they put him far in the corner.
He said Jacoby Thomas, which is 8, which can look a little bit like 0. So
With those numbers,
a close one.
I can understand.
Yeah.
Keontae Scott, what a play. What a moment.
It was an unbelievable play.
Yeah, the place erupted after that one. Because that was right after Jeremiah Smith had his 60-yard reception. It was like, oh, crap, here we go. Yep. Ohio State's about to tie this thing up. And then, bang, biggest play of the game. Keontae Scott, put him down.
TDs were out.
I need the scouting report, boys, because – I would like to see a star on his helmet. That's a nickel corner.
Hey, you know
Instincts.
If he's undersized.
Sticky.
I'm a fan.
Tough. Yeah, that's right. You like the tiny DBs. All right, let's get you to New England where they dominate the Dolphins. Here's Ramondre Stevenson, 35 yards to pay dirt.
First and 10 give. Stevenson runs through the middle across the 25-20, 15-10, at the 5, spun around, taken into the end zone, still on his feet with a Patriots touchdown.
Unbelievable by Ramondre here these last 3 weeks.
Unbelievable. Come on. Man, Scott Zolak gets excited. And
you know what?
New England?
He interrupts, too, though.
You told us that.
He constantly, like, the guy's in the middle of it. He's dropping back to pass. Oh, he's open. He's like, yelling, like, well, the guy's doing the play-by-play stuff. Come on, bro.
You don't like that, do you?
No, not you can yell after the play has happened, but don't yell while the guy's like making the call of what the play is, what's happening.
Don't
with the
talk
play.
Over people, right?
I just hate Scott Zolak. That's just why.
It's personal.
All right. Howdy, toddy, gosh almighty. Let's go to Ole Miss where Chambliss was finding Wallace.
Get ready for this accent.
First and 10 from the 13. Good first play. Fake on a handoff. He's throwing one-on-one toward the end zone. It's going to be caught in the right corner of the end zone. Trey Wallace and Ole Miss extends the lead.
Oh my God.
That's
a touchdown for
Town.
Oh, my God.
Hey, he sounds like the alumni.
He does.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
That's beautiful. Like yeah. Chambliss. Gosh, what a dog.
Oh, he's awesome.
What a freaking dog. All right, here we go. Let's get you to Pittsburgh. Let's get you to Aaron Rodgers. Calvin Austin, the little man, gets the TD.
Four-man rush coming. Rodgers back, lofting left. Has a man wide open. It's Calvin Austin. Touchdown, Pittsburgh Steelers with 55 seconds remaining. What? He was wide open. And with 55
seconds left. The Steelers are up 26-24 with Boswell on to try the extra point.
Oh, man. Yeah, Cheeto did his best Trayvon Diggs there on that play, just slipping and falling down.
Yikes.
That's how.
And then he started yelling at the defensive coordinator.
Yeah. He's pointing, guys, where was my safety help? What happened? All right, let's go to Seattle, where Zach Charbonnet got himself the only TD of the ball game en route to the one seed.
Charbonnet in the backfield on third down and two. Darnold under center. Long count, turns, hands to Sharps. Finds some running room, bounces it outside left. Here he comes, 20, 15, cuts back inside, 10, 5, touchdown, Seahawks! Zach Charbonnet from 27 out, his 12th rushing touchdown of the season. And now he's climbing the ranks along with somebody named Beast Mode for double-digit rushing touchdowns in a season. Blocked perfectly, and Sharps bounces it left for the 6.
Kind of like he calls him Sharps.
Atta baby Sharps.
Everybody's got nicknames.
You got Sharps.
Everybody's got one.
Give him hell, Sharps.
Marshawn Lynch, his nickname for Sam Darnold, Ginger Cuz.
I love it. I did see people saying the only reason Jason Garrett is getting interviewed is because of the Rooney Rule, because he's a ginger. That's a pretty funny bit.
That is a good bit.
That's right.
Yeah, gingers are like the black people. We figured that out in 2025. Welcome to the family, baby.
Welcome.
I knew I liked them radios for a reason, Phil.
All right, this is a sad moment, man. This really is a sad moment. A Saturday afternoon in Tampa.
Oh, no.
Where we wave goodbye to good old Gene.
Buccaneers face first down and 10 from the Carolina 18-yard line. We move right in red. Shotgun look, belt high snap. Mayfield throws a dart. Caught ball, touchdown Tampa Bay. Kate Otten. Boy, what a throw by Baker Mayfield. The Bucs are on top 6-0.
Fire him, Granit, fire him.
Hey, Gene Dekeroff, that was actually one of the smoother calls he's had. Like, he didn't jumble a bunch of words together, and then all of a sudden there's a touchdown.
Yeah. That's what I like.
I know. It's kind of disappointing.
I like the sped-up version of Gene better. Maybe it was a Saturday.
It's just gibberish for 10 seconds, and then touchdown. Fire the cannons.
A hint of confusion. The spotter's pointing at the guy, and he's not even looking at it.
He's got no idea.
Incredible.
We love you. Does not care.
We love you, Gene. Until next year.
No, gone.
You retired?
That's
not going to last.
That's a sad moment.
That's not going to
last. Going to make him walk the plank.
There's no way.
He's got to be approaching 90, bro.
Yeah, of course, but he's going to end up coming back. Gene can't stay away.
He's gone. He's gone.
One last ride.
We're never going to pull away these Tampa Bay calls ever again. Nobody can do it like Gene. I wonder who's going to replace him.
That's why you got to own your voice.
Yeah. Oh.
AI situation. AI, you're throwing in a video game or something. Yeah. Bro, you got to own your voice. Dawson, you better get on it.
I think we all should. I mean, like Bobby did with Brian's deals.
Yeah.
You don't need me to voice the spots.
Yeah.
You know?
It's true.
Just enter the text.
You're not wrong about that.
Tell the computer to do it.
You're not wrong about that.
But just give me the money when it's the end of the day, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
my boys, as Lucius said, you got to own your own boys.
Let me cash those checks.
That's what I'm saying. Unbelievable. Arch.
The future.
To Saxey's own, could leave
life
like
of leisure.
From the right hash mark at the Michigan 30-yard line. Second down. Play action. Pass downfield. Looking for Lockett. He caught it! He caught it! Touchdown, Texas, the freshman, Kalik Lockett, a 30-yard strike down the boundary from Manning, who dropped it right in the bucket.
Drop it in the bucket, Arch. Shout out to Craig Way.
Craig Way.
Legendary Craig Way. We love you, Craig.
I called a high school game with him. He's a star.
Oh, he's
the Craig Way.
Man, unbelievable.
Do it the Craig Way.
Craig Way.
Do it the Craig Way.
All right, boys and girls, we take you back to the college football playoff. Gunnar Stockton, after getting completely shellacked, I mean, he took a shot that you almost never see get back up from, and he just popped right back up, and then I think did the QB sneak on the next play for the touchdown.
I mean, he got high load, and he jumped in the air.
All time.
I thought he was dead. It was awful.
It's an all-time hit, but here's Gunnar Stockton to the NFL bound, Zachariah Branch.
Georgia's offense back at it, coming down the field, working from the Ole Miss 18. Branch in motion to the left. Bowen's in the backfield with Gunnar. Snap back. Here comes pressure. Gunner to throw. Far corner and falling down and caught. Caught sitting on his pants and sliding into the left corner. Zachariah Branch with a touchdown.
Georgia radio with the call.
His pants and sliding.
Zachariah Branch, dude, he's quick.
Yeah. We have to look at him, right?
Yeah, he's a good player. You got
every single, pretty sure their entire offense was snap the ball, throw it to Branch at the line of scrimmage, please go get us a first down.
Let him go.
Miami guy?
Malachi Toney?
Yeah.
Well, I think big picture would be Malachi Toney. I mean, Malachi Toney should still be in high school. He's a true freshman. He's an absolute animal. Zero drops this year. And he blocks
right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure. I guess I would
Toney.
I'll still go Toney.
Yeah, that's what I was asking, bro. Why'd you make it so tough?
All right, let's shut it down.
Branch,
why'd you make it so tough?
All right, we shut it down with an NFC East rival who did the Cowboys a favor. If only they were still playing for something. The Commanders, Josh Johnson. Goodness gracious. Take a bow, sir.
Burks comes in motion closer to the line. Play action. This time he's rolling left. Looking back. Now puts his head in. He'll walk into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Josh Johnson, masterclass score. Wow.
Dang.
Masterclass 1 yard touchdown run.
Wow.
That's Bram, right? Bram Weinstein.
Bram Weinstein.
We never get his name right.
It's Weinstein. We didn't know that now.
He punted on the Steen a few years ago.
Yeah, he did. Fine.
Okay.
There was a Steen on that.
Well, thank you, boys.
Wow.
That was terrific.
Thank you.
It was cathartic.
I feel good about it.
All righty, too. A lot to feel good about here as we continue your wild card weekend and get into a sports hodgepodge coming up next.
Yes, more NFL coaching updates. We have the Harbaugh odds and all-time kick in the nuts, plus a portal update for you next.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's time for our evening hodgepodge with the Chiefs. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Cowboys are going to have their end-of-season presser tomorrow morning, 11:30, during the KNC Masterpiece with Jerry, Steven, and Shoddy. So can't wait to listen to that. Break it down with you tomorrow afternoon. Here's the Chief with your Hodge.
There's no way this MLB player can turn down this deal right after this.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening?
Well, it
to
is
guys?
The home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly.
We
no one's
thousands.
Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that, you rude motherfucker.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Don't be
little shock jock stuff.
Dear Bo Bichette, writes Toronto's Animal Steakhouse. Toronto suits you. The city, the energy, the fans, it all feels right, much like a perfectly cooked steak. At Animal, we believe in commitments that last, the craft, the care, and the city we call home. In that spirit, we ask you to re-sign with the Toronto Blue Jays and consider this our promise. Steak for life on us. No negotiations, no fine print, just a standing reservation at our table. Stay in Toronto, we'll handle dinner, you bring home the hardware. Sincerely, your favorite restaurant, Animal Steakhouse and Cocktail Den.
Sounds like a good place.
That's unfortunate because Bo Bichette is vegan.
Oh.
That's impossible.
Yeah, it's a ballsack.
Okay, I was about to say, there's no way.
Wow.
There's not a single person in the world named Bo
who is
a vegan.
No, he's not
Bo,
vegan.
You don't make vegan Bos.
Vegan Bos. Okay?
And these guys obviously are very familiar with him, right? He's probably a frequent patron at the local Animal Steakhouse.
The local Animal Steakhouse definitely knows him well.
I do love the name there. They're saying it's his favorite restaurant, so I'm assuming he is a frequent guest. Free steak for life?
Wait a minute.
That's awesome.
I got
at
this.
The drop of a hat, anytime you want Bo Bichette, you go get some fine dining. Steak forever? How can you compete with that? Sorry, Dodgers, you don't have enough cheddar.
Take that, Dodgers.
Name of people who have famous people with that are vegan, their names?
Yeah, you won't find a single Bo.
Joaquin,
yep.
Billy, Mayim, Woody, Natalie, Moby, Lenny, Venus and Serena, Greta, Elisa, and Leonardo da Vinci and Socrates were vegans too.
Woody is a bit of an upset.
So is Billy, honestly.
Mm. Billy, is it Billie Eilish?
That's female Billy.
Yeah,
that's the caveat.
And Woody,
definitely
Harrelson.
A vegan.
Yeah.
I mean,
talk about TD Tuesday.
That's a great offer. I mean, credit to that Toronto Steakhouse. Hope it works out for him. I really do.
What's the name of Steakhouse again? Animal?
Animal Steakhouse and Cocktail Den.
Animal
Steakhouse. Oh, and the Cocktail Den.
Yeah, but there's no A at the end in Animal.
Okay.
So probably copyright issues or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyways, thought that was a hell of an offer. And we'll see if he takes it. I mean, last time we saw this, wasn't it Monty? Wasn't Hurtado trying to give free barbecue forever to our good buddy Monty? Mm-hmm. And he said... No, thank you.
Never been the same since.
They'll take $25 million or whatever from the Diamondbacks and just go suck at baseball moving forward. So we'll see how that plays out.
Oh, yeah, okay.
What are you okaying about?
No, I was looking at the restaurant and how it was spelled.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
They got actually a pretty good website,
though. I'm sure they do.
Yeah, it looks like they're pretty buttoned up.
You're pretty buttoned up.
Okay, so we have John Harbaugh's odds of landing the following head coaching jobs.
Damn, this food looks good.
Giants is obviously the favorite here. I mean, everybody's... What did Adam Schefter...
I got a bet for the Cowboys.
Schefter said within 45 minutes, six teams called his agent.
Six teams called the agent within 45
Jerry,
minutes. Was
Jerry,
one of those Jerry Jones. Can we get a reporter tomorrow in the presser to ask a Harbaugh question?
That'd be great.
Hey, Shoddy, what do you think of Harbaugh? Would you be his offensive coordinator?
Would you be down to get replaced by him?
Jerry, would you consider firing the guy on your left in order to get Harbaugh as a coach?
Who's got the stones to ask that question tomorrow? Seriously.
How about we haven't gone to a press conference all year, right? And I just go in there and go, Brian Broaddus, 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, do you have the stones to fire the guy to your left in order to hire
Super Bowl champion? That would be a bet payoff expunging.
Oh yeah,
of all five or six that you owe,
that'd be pretty incredible.
Yeah, you'll just do the Joey Jaws payoff just for the love of the game.
That'd just be for fun,
bro. You'd be so viral. They play you over and over on SportsCenter.
Think about G-Bag of the
Day.
Do you
think I could do it? Like, do you think I could do it just like as a walk off? Like if I knew I was done. Like,
you are done at .com.
Your Gene Dekaroff question.
Yeah, I'm done tomorrow at .com.
That's what I'm saying.
I am.
Like that could be your ride off into the sunset moment.
You're going to be there anyway if you've got a show.
They're going to Uncle Phil you out of the star, but it'll be worth it.
Well worth it.
I think that would be great.
That'd be so funny.
Yeah, we gotta get the beat group
Wait,
message going.
If you heard
going.
Me do it, would you just like? What would the reaction be?
Oh my God, I'd be screaming in my car in celebration.
Like, yeah!
I'd be applauding you,
Brian.
I'd be trying to call you immediately, get a hold of you, make sure you're okay.
As they're leading me away.
Yeah, you would definitely be escorted out of the building.
Yeah, get your hands off me.
I'll see myself. You know who I am.
Kiss the ring.
That would be a great way to go out, man. Final day at the .com tomorrow.
That would be. Yeah, it's my final day at .com tomorrow. Absolutely, yeah.
Great run. Have a cheesecake celebration for you or something.
Yeah,
something
nice.
Yeah. Watch me pick that thing up and throw it right, man. You lazy bastard.
Some deviled eggs.
Know what? I'm getting Brian for his last day here now.
Harbaugh, favorite for the Giants. You also have the Raiders on there. That'd be fun if he went to the Raiders. Then he's going up against Jim twice a year, same division. And then Falcons, Titans, Browns, Cardinals. But him going to the Giants.
They all called?
No Dolphins, huh? No, this is just the favorites.
Yeah, that's interesting because the Dolphins are trying to get their GM figured out. They got Troy Aikman on the Zoom calls interviewing the GMs. they've picked from all the best teams. It's like it's the Niners, it's the Rams, it's the Eagles. I think they got a Chargers guy in there now. But they have not come out with the Dolphin letter heading where the owner says, like, hey, Mike McDaniel is coming back for sure. We haven't gotten one
he's
of those.
He's acting like he's in the hunt, like he's helping.
Yeah, so yeah. I think he overstated that because today we got a little bit more clarification. Like they're doing the Zoom interviews for the GMs right now in Miami, and it's the owner, it's Aikman, it's Marino. It is not Mike McDaniel. So, and now with Harbaugh available, I mean, they may try and do a Hail Mary. I don't know why Harbaugh would want to go to Miami.
Don not available for a quarterback. How many other quarterbacks?
Don Strzok's always available.
How many quarterbacks are we going to have on this interview? Yeah. Like Marino,
Aikman. Jay Fiedler wasn't available.
No, Gus Frerotte.
He's a little tied up right now.
Exactly. Just what are we doing?
I would love to know that teams still with a head coach right now in place are still picking up the phone and calling about Harbaugh. I can see that happening. 100%.
You know what? They do it in hockey. That guy, remember the old coach here, Wolchuk, that was
Lindy Ruff?
No, that was that had the
Oh, Monty Montgomery.
Montgomery.
Yeah, remember he got let out in Boston.
Yeah.
And his buddy down in St. Louis.
Yeah, they fired their coach.
He fired his coach like immediately and brought him in. They don't care. Hockey, they don't care. Yeah, sure. Why not? Better coach. Let's go.
Ole Miss star running back Kawan Lacy has signed a deal to return to Ole Miss in 2026.
Money well spent.
Didn't work out, huh?
Didn't work out. With Lane was certainly confident that he was going to get him.
He thought he was
going to
get him.
Yep.
Need a running back there.
Yeah, and that dude is a stud. Yeah.
He's really good.
Lacy's nasty. And we'll break down some of these final four games coming up here in the next couple of days. But yeah, Lacy's nasty. Him and Chambliss together, like that's a hell of a backfield right there. Trying to bring those guys down is no joke. Okay, and then the all-time kick of the nuts in Idaho.
We'll be the judge of
Idaho.
A masked man tried to kidnap an 11-year-old girl.
What?
Oh, no.
Like, she kicked him in the nuts
there
and got
go.
Away.
There
nice. That a girl.
This is a real news story.
By the way, this state
31-year-old dude, bleep hole of the week, tries kidnapping an 11-year-old girl, and then he or she kicks him in the nuts And then she runs and calls 911. She's safe and sound.
Good.
Good for her.
What a badass.
Well taught.
Seriously.
By the way, the steak place, no cheesecake on the dessert menu, by the way. That's a steak place.
That's a big unfortunate.
That's a steak place right
there.
That's
a fumble.
Bro, okay, I actually got to show you this. Cause,
yeah. You guys.
Can I show you this one, though? You got to come look at my screen.
No.
Because this is supposedly the all-time. It's from Spain. The original cheesecake.
It looked delicious.
Look at this, Bratis.
That is not lazy. That's like a cheesecake volcano.
Spain's original cheesecake?
Shout out, yeah. This is, Bratis doesn't want to get out of his chair.
I'm not moving.
He's
not for
been working for hours
he's
on
too
that.
Lazy
I'm not
to look
moving.
At the cheesecake.
It looks like soup, like French onion soup.
The secret to Spain's famous cheesecake.
I mean, it looks
I'm just
delightful.
Telling you, man.
Look at that all cut up right there. That looks like a real cake.
The Toronto steak place that you talked about.
Yeah, Animal Steakhouse.
They said, cheesecake, we're not lazy over here.
Oh, well, let me light some bananas on fire.
Yeah. Put some rum on it.
And final note
by
here.
By the way, it takes some talent to do that.
It does. A little flippy-flippy.
Oh, it does. John
Don't
Daly.
Burn yourself.
You know, the Masters and the Hooters in Augusta got taken down.
Yeah, the Hooters went away.
Yeah, so he's still going to be posted up. He makes so much money during Masters Week.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He made like almost $1 million just posting up at a Hooters. He's got his RV.
Wow.
He's been doing it since like 1996, and he's got a bunch of merch and stuff. He's signing autographs, taking pictures, and this dude makes like almost $1 million during the Masters weekend.
Yeah, just That's hanging out.
But he's always done it at Hooters, and now it's torn down. He's going to be at the Top Dog Tavern, which is located right across the street from where the Hooters was.
Okay.
So he's not going far.
Familiar territory.
And they apparently they market themselves as Augusta's best wings, burgers, and salads. So he's obviously there for the first two. It's the wings and the burgers.
Man, so is he selling gear, autographs?
Yeah, he's got all sorts of different memorabilia. I think he's got T-shirts and hats and just all sorts of merch.
Golf
he's taking pictures and he's signing stuff.
Yeah.
And
golf bags.
When people are there in Augusta,
they love
flock to the Daily. Yeah. Can you imagine ripping a heater with Daly?
You drink beer with him. He sits out there and drinks beer, signs autographs. You know, he just has like his tailgate.
I imagine maybe the Phoenix Open, he'd be a big deal. But I think at the Masters, it's more of like a professor vibe.
He's outside the gate, and like everybody gets their crazy on, then goes inside.
Yeah, it's like you
wow.
Yeah, you.
There's
you
crazy Masters fans.
You shake your crazies out before you go in.
Yeah,
Oh, I see. You're gonna be so buttoned up.
Oh, you
so,
really do.
So regulated.
No, you really
all this
do.
Stuff. So you're like, let's kind of just get this energy out with John.
Yeah.
And then we'll mosey in and act professional.
Dawson, I swear, you walk through there and you're afraid of getting kicked out for doing something stupid like dropping a piece of trash or something like that.
That doesn't sound fun.
No, I mean, it's a great place to go and experience, but seriously, the vibe is so much of like, please don't let me get kicked out of this place. You know, that's...
Man.
Because once you get kicked out, you're not coming back ever. That's how they are over there.
Well, it's good to know those people aren't too uptight to have a good time with John Daly.
No.
I'd be hanging out with John Daly myself.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
The Stars just scored a power play goal, and the Canes goaltender just threw the puck into the net. That's how they scored, on accident. It stuck in his elbow, and he's rolling over, and it shoots from his elbow into the back of the net, and that's how the Stars tied the game.
Well, we need a few.
That's a sign.
That is an epic goal right there.
Losing streaks ended tonight, boys.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Anything
Thank
else?
You. No, we're
All
good,
right.
man.
Good deal. We got the Fan After Dark coming up next. Fred and Blake ready to do 4 hours of sports, and we'll see what they got cooking here for on a Tuesday night coming up next, The Nation.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and we're about to be entertained for the next 4 hours by The Fan After Dark with Fred and Blake. Gentlemen, how are we doing tonight?
Swell.
Ecstatic.
Swell.
Nice. Elated.
Whose hot chocolate is this, by the way? I'm going to take one.
Looks like something Bobby Belt would have. Although it says bariatric on it. Does that mean it'll help you lose weight?
That's what I was trying to
guess. Yes, those are Bobby's because that's basically the knockoff version of the soda products.
Okay.
And Bobby always did like the hot chocolate, so he does that in the morning. Yes, you can get that on Amazon.
So it's like a sugar-free hot chocolate?
Yeah.
Low-carb hot chocolate.
Hey, Fred, whatever you do, don't eat one of these Inspired bars.
Yeah, see, I was going to say, what are we doing here? What kind of food is this?
It tastes like sawdust.
Bobby's GNC like pop-up.
New Year's resolution. Yeah. Man's going to get slim and trim. He's got to shave his head.
He's trying to lose weight.
Okay, I heard he was shaving his head. Was that a bet payoff or what happened?
Yeah, it's Ezraku sack numbers.
Oh.
below 8?
Ooh. Yeah, I think... 8. I think 8 was a number. Maybe, I think
was
8 was
it
a
six
number.
Or 8?
I mean, what did he finish with? 2.5?
Or was it 6-7?
Hell, he should shave his whole body at that point.
That would take a little. You need a lawnmower for that.
Yeah, I hope he's not doing these Inspire ones.
You got a John Deere.
Too much sugar.
That's awful.
Yeah, the sugar's going to kill you on the soda. Mm.
Oh, thanks for helping me out now.
Sorry. Mm.
What do you boys have cooking for tonight? You going to react to this Eberflus thing?
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to get
you ready. You ready to fire Shoddy and hire John Harbaugh?
No. I mean, look, I'm
he's not on the Harbaugh. We talked on the phone. He's not a Harbaugh.
I don't mind. I mean, look, I don't mind John Harbaugh, but you know, I mean,
this could be very Andy Reid like. This could be Andy Reid leaving Philly.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you?
He did say that.
That's exactly what I said. He look, 18 years the same place. It's probably time. Right now, he is 63 years old, though. I don't think a lot of people realize
he looks
he's that
great.
Old. No, he does look great for his age.
63.
Better than his brother. 63.
He's got a good 10 years left, maybe, huh?
Like, what are we talking about on Earth?
No, on the sideline.
If it means us winning, yes.
Yeah. Well, he'll age quickly here. That's for damn sure. He's not going to look the same after about 2 years in Dallas.
I mean, I'll tell you what. I'd fire Sorensen for him to run our special teams.
Oh, yeah.
I
agree.
Hot take.
All three phases, baby.
I mean, let's go.
He'd be a great okay. Cliff, if Mahomes goes to Andy Reid and says, I want my guy Cliff.
I hope he doesn't.
You say no?
I hope he doesn't.
Okay.
I mean, let me ask you. Two perfect people to ask.
Don't ask me.
I'm going to ask you anyway. Look, when we looked at this, look, I've been thinking about this because I've been fighting with idiotic Chiefs fans on Twitter all day.
I thought you were going to say Blake.
First of all, what was the knock on Mahomes when he came out of college? Right?
Wild thrower.
He played quarterback like a shortstop.
Poor mechanics. Yeah. Right? I mean, undisciplined.
Not a cool voice.
Backyard ball.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? And when you look at his highlights, it wasn't like it was anything disciplined. It's him just running around making crazy plays.
Don't worry about that. Seriously, don't worry about that.
No?
No. I meant, I know talking with Dorsey and all those guys and Andy, like the whole thing was, we can't fix that. Let him play.
Well, I'm not saying Right. Or I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But I'm just – my point is with Cliff Kingsbury, does he bring to you – I mean, when we look at him
you
in Arizona –
You want to help him with mechanics? Is that what you're
doing?
I don't
want to help him with mechanics, but I'm just saying like – I
do, more disciplined football?
More disciplined football. More just – you know, I mean, look, at the end of the day, I mean, look, I get that's part of Mahomes' game. I'm not saying let's neuter him.
There's guys I would try and work with. That's one I would just kind of like
– just let him go.
What time? We're going to the airport at 2 o'clock today. You need a ride?
Yeah.
You know, get to the game. I'm happy to pick you
up. That's it.
Yeah, I don't
so you're okay with Kingsbury?
I'm okay with how Mahomes plays.
With him?
No, I'm just okay with Mahomes.
I'm not
a Cliff Kingsbury fan.
No, I'm not either. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, look, we've seen him in Arizona. We've seen him in what? I mean, look, Jaden Daniels is going to be a good quarterback regardless of
great
who
for a year, though.
Is.
Great
for one year.
Exactly.
Good. You're right.
You know,
it gets you in the Gator Bowl. You know,
yeah. I mean, no, that's my point. I mean, has anybody ever said? I mean, look, if Cliff Kingsbury was an ugly dude, and look, seriously, half of what we talk about is just he's a good looking dude.
You think he's good looking?
Okay. Now let's really. I like where we're going with this.
You know what I'm saying?
I think his legs are.
He's a handsome. I mean, look, what do we remember from his time in Arizona? Him sitting at that house. Looking like he was at a
GQ.
That
was a great picture. That was a great picture.
That's what we remember about him.
I'd give anything to have my feet up
that's the Cliff Kingsbury era.
$1,000 desk.
You know,
right next to the Jergens.
In the shade, buddy.
I'm sorry, but I don't equate, you know, innovative football and out scheming defenses when I think of Cliff Kingsbury. Mm. I just don't.
You just think of hot dudes.
I just think of hot dudes.
You think of Kafka's bowl?
Are you gonna get Kafka back? Is that who you think Kafka coming
Look,
back?
Give me Eric Bieniemy.
Oh really?
Okay. Give me Eric Bieniemy.
Hard nose.
Hey, tell you what.
Yeah.
You didn't see people. You saw that offense run methodically when
I like Eric.
You gotta have somebody, and plus you gotta have somebody that isn't afraid to F you your good players.
Ooh.
All right.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wasn't sure where you were going with that, but you tied it together nicely, Fred.
Bringing it back.
You did.
All right. Fan After Dark, 7-2. Blake, you have something you would like to include here?
Blake, we got. Right?
I'm just enjoying the show. I'm going to be gaslighting Fred, talking a little Anthony Davis trade rumors, and then all the job openings. So
what do we got?
Top five hottest coaches in the league this year?
Top five hot coaches.
Might do top ten.
I like
it.
And then we're debuting a brand new segment tonight, courtesy of Brian Broaddus, Date Night at 8:40.
Okay.
Cannot wait. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there, Master Control here, 75 and 635. Just went five flawless like it was nothing. That's producing, engineering, and hosting. Woolchuck and Chiafalo and Broaddus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, John Owning at 3. You're going home with the nation, Addies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no.
so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.